and the perfect music makes a bank holiday Monday, and the boys have arrived. John and Edward, hello.
Hey to all the listeners, John and Edward. Okay, we're making history. We're here in Ocean FM studio. This is live in the studio. We don't usually go to radio stations, but Shane follows us on Twitter, and we messed each other, and we're like, go to the radio show. Twitter connected us today, and we're here today live in the studio. We're
fantastic.
So excited that we're here.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I know you're having a busy weekend. First of all, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
You were 23 recently.
Yeah, it was crazy with Kirsty. You don't even know the amount of fan mail we got to our house.
Really?
Like, literally, like, or like to our, or to our, it's crazy.
Yeah, the jacks we're wearing right now, a fan made them in Canada and gave them to us at the concert. It's like,
they are very nice. They're kind of like those baseball jackets. They're nice.
Yeah, they're insane. It looks like we're a varsity team.
The thing with our fans is that when there's like different occasions, like Christmas, birthdays, it's almost like we're part of their family. They feel like, celebrate it with us.
We're not
like,
part of their family. Yeah, we're part of their life. We've been part of their life for 5 years. So it's been insane. The concert's been crazy. Everyone's been having so much fun. Like, we had a concert last night. It was off the chain. Like, we're playing guitar. We're performing so many songs, and everyone just goes for it and lets loose, and everyone just let go and just forget about all the problems in their life and just have a great time.
And it doesn't matter what we have on stage, if we have like a whole crazy stage show, but it's more about they want to see us, and they want to see us like having fun on stage, don't they, John?
Really cool. Yeah,
brilliant. Excellent. So it's still going well. How long is this since X Factor?
5 years.
Is it 5 years? Wow.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy. I know, like, we did that like 5 years ago.
Time and Jedward's flies by. With other people, it lasts a few minutes. But with John Netter, it's like we're here forever, making new music all the time. We're always recreating ourselves. We're always coming back with something new. Like, we don't come back with the same sound all the time. Mm-hmm. We're writing and producing our own songs. So now we're able to, like, do whatever sound we want. We can do, like, an indie sound. We can do EDM. We can do all those different sounds. We can do basic kind of hip-hop, R&B, funky sounds. And it's really great that you can do that and be that creative. And just because it's like we've been in college for the last few years,
right,
learning our craft and learning our statesmanship on stage and stuff like that. So it's great that we've been able to do that, and we've had the time to develop as artists, and now we're at the level where we're ready to take everything to the next level.
So you've got your new song out at the moment. It's called Ferocious, which we gave a spin here to last week, and we'll be spinning, no doubt, forever more here on Ocean FM. Tell us a little bit about Ferocious.
Basically, Ferocious is a song that we wanted to write for our fans, because everybody in life goes through these tough times, and it's all about fighting and coming back from those tough times. I wanted a song and music as well that was really kind of had a kind of a kind of EDM vibe to it, and it kind of just took you there. It was kind of like a progressive house beat, but then it got to a really, really strong chorus where it's just like everyone just having a good time. It's going really, really well in the concerts, and everyone really likes it, don't they?
Hopefully it'll be number one this week, but maybe in the top five.
I had a song called Free Spirit that was before this song, and that was like a really kind of just an easy going song. That was kind of like, that was inspired by ice skater who's the Olympic gold medalist, and her name's Gracie Gold, and we wrote a song about her. And we're excited about our new songs, because we got a lot of different sounds in our new album. We have like four different sounds. You have songs that are more kind of just kind of hands in the air songs, right, ones that are full on going for it, and then we got ones that are kind of funky and cool, and yeah, and then that's a good.
So are you writing constantly, or how's that working?
Yeah,
or how are you finding the songwriting
process? Well, we're always writing, because like I think like you've always been writing, like, even before X Factor or anything, we always used to like just write poems and different things like that. And
I think we're more confident, we're more like
we know what we're all about. We've lived life the last 5 years doing stuff. We've been through so many experiences, highs and lows, and we've seen like our fans, and then like how we've got them through times and stuff like that, and just people in general. So we know what we want to put out there for our fans. So it's great that we're not just given a song that we can write what we want to write and what we're feeling about certain topics and different things. So it's really good, and we're working on a song coming up here. So it was cool.
Brilliant.
Ideas and stuff.
Ocean FM Shane song.
Oh, yes.
And, I can't wait to hear that
one. There's actually a song called Flying the Flag.
All right. Okay.
It was just a real kind of song for Ireland. Good song.
I will look out for that.
Yeah, it won't be out for a while. It'll probably be out like next year sometime. But it was just early stages.
I think I'll come up to Sligo for like holidays. It seems really nice up here.
But it's all good. It's good to like be at concerts and you see everyone saying all the words.
The last time we were in Sligo, I think we had a seaweed bath.
Oh, right.
All like gooey. It's so gooey. It's like beyond gooey.
Yeah,
it's pretty good for you, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's so gooey.
The only good thing is, like, after when you're out of it,
yeah, you need to be careful. You don't get out of that bath and you don't fall and break a leg. Like, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
When is the new album gonna drop then?
I think it's gonna drop, like, at the end of this year, towards the end of this year.
In time for Christmas, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
We could do all those Christmas shows and be like, what are you doing here today? Oh, we're here to produce more album. But it's good because we're always working on new music. So it's, yeah, but we have like 4 brand new music videos that we filmed recently. And then we're going to be dropping 4 brand new music videos for all our fans. Yeah, so in the current video, we're going to have Tara Reid in the video. And the whole video is like for
Tara Reid, the actress?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I showed her a picture on my phone.
I know, yeah, I didn't recognize her.
Basically, Tara's a really good friend of ours, and she's really, really great and a really, really great person. And we've known Tara for like 3 years now.
Three years.
But it's not like a showbiz friend where it's like we're friends. We actually are friends. Like, basically, like, she's really, really cool, and she looks great in our new video, and we're excited about everyone seeing that. And that'll be coming out this week.
Who comes up with the ideas for the videos?
We do. We basically plan on doing 3 videos, mm-hmm. and then we got there, and we had like another idea for another video, so we just said, hey, let's do 4 music videos. They're all totally different. Like, for the next video, we have Perez Hilton and Margaret Chow, and then she's like a comedian over in the US. And then for the 3rd video, we're hoping to get William Shatner. It's like called Leave a Mark in This World, so it's a more serious song. And it's really great to think that you can have like all these iconic people in your video, and they're all big fans and supporters of me and Ed, or they're just behind us like, yeah, fantastic. I want to be in your video.
Can I be in your Fly in the Fly video?
Yeah, you can. You could be in some video. We'll get you in there.
Did you ever see Bruce Almighty?
That's Jim Carrey.
The TV show, yeah. Remember that Barry Hall's post-it stamps on the wall? We made a whole room covered in post-its and wrote our fans' different names on them.
Cool.
Because it's like Perfect Wonderland. It's like everyone's sending us in their ideas and like what they're going through, and then we have this filing cabinet and we get into it, and then we get to this place that's called the Perfect Wonderland, and it's like this kind of
it's crazy.
It was
really cool.
It was really cool.
That was like the 4th video, but that'll be a far away. That'll probably be out in December.
Excellent. Well, the one that you're here at the moment to promote is Ferocious, so let's take a listen to Ferocious now. This is Jedward. Is it Jedward or is it John and Edward now?
Jedward.
It's Jedward.
Jared Forever. Biggest brand in the world.
Is Ferocious. Music mix. That is Jedward. It is called Ferocious. It is brand new. It got its first spin here on Ocean FM last week on Ocean Drive. And the boys are here in studio.
Hey, all the listeners. Great to be here. Hope you guys had liked Ferocious.
What's up, Donegal?
What's up, Leitrim? What's up, Sligo?
Well, you do. You've done your homework.
You're all listening. All the listeners, driving around the car. If you're at your home, turn up your radio because John and Ed are on your radio. We're excited that it's Halloween coming up very, very soon.
Are you still going to up?
It's actually crazy. You know, Jonathan Ross, he has a crazy Halloween party, and he asked to go to it, but we're not sure if we're
going to. I'm going to dress up as a massive wave for Ocean FM. Like,
I'm going to dress up as a shark. I go around the beach, and they were like, it's a shark. And then people are like, wait a sec, there's no sharks in Ireland. And then you see Jedder coming out of the water.
With your hair.
Yes. It's all good. Yeah, we'll be going trick or treat. I'll put a mask on. You won't even know I'm coming
through
the door.
Yeah, we actually were thinking about going trick or treating
at Bono's house. I'm like, get me in, Bono. Give me some sweets. Give me a guitar.
Speaking of water, you had a little bit of an incident.
I know.
During the summer.
All these things happened to me in Edinburgh, and I literally forgot about that until you told me about it. It's like, yeah, that happened. That was
you
insane.
You got rescued by the Coast Guard in
Lough
Heights.
Yeah, got rescued by like a massive, gigantic helicopter. We had like
those things are beasts.
A whole team out. It was insane.
Yeah, but it's real frightening when something like that happens.
Be careful.
Because you're not usually in those situations, so it's like you have to be smart about it.
We did all these ocean awareness things and stuff, and it was crazy to think that like that happened to us. So it was just saying it was scary.
There's always the awareness campaigns where it's like you gotta be safe.
It's the thing that came out of the whole thing,
and then when
it
happens to you, you're like, whoa.
I know.
And then it was so scary.
We're so cool about things, but other people would have been just freaking the hell out of it.
Basically, you got cut off by the tide, was it?
We were like in this crazy gungy dry quicksand area, and we were like sinking, and there was like water and everything rising around us, and it was all very scary.
And it was like 1 o'clock at night. Yeah, we got like rescued. It was pitch dark.
Did you get lifted in the helicopter?
And all we had was our iPhone.
They wanted to lift us in the helicopter because they had so much. I think it's usually when people hurt themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But like they were like gone aside.
The band didn't even know it was us, so we didn't pull the whole. Do you know who I am? I'm Jedward. I'm out here stranded. We're just normal people. We weren't being like, oh, get out of here and help me. I don't need to be here. But yeah, it was cool. And I think the helicopter was like, if I'd known it was you, I would have pulled you up and swung you all around the place.
And these two kids were like our biggest fans. He went to autographs.
Do you get much free time, or what do you do when you're
talking? Yes, we have free time right now talking to Ocean FM. Right. But this isn't work. This is chilling. But no. It's we do. We get time. Like maybe like in the evening or late at night time, so we go see movies really late at night time, so I just fall asleep in the movies, don't you?
You do.
I do.
Do you go to Liffey Valley?
No, I go to movie theater in Dublin City. We go to Australia. We go to Tokyo. When we have like a couple of days off, we go, let's fly to Tokyo. Let's go to Singapore. I remember in Singapore, some major radio station was playing one of our songs, Young Love. And then we decided to fly out over there. And it's crazy thing because talent shows over there get viewed by like beyond millions of people.
Yeah.
And they actually sang like one of our songs in one of the talent shows.
Oh, really?
It's a couple called Elmo and something. They're like something. They're a massive, huge couple, like a really big royal couple over there or something. And they sang our song "Young Love" to each other on the show. And
wow.
I was just like, "Whoa, that's insane!"
Okay. That's fantastic. All right, I didn't tell you about this. We're going to do a rapid fire quiz.
Let's do it.
So I'm just going to say stuff, and you first thing comes out.
James wearing a really, really cool gold necklace right now. It's a really slick gold necklace. I have one too.
Thanks, guys.
Bye,
all right.
Everyone.
Favorite song?
My favorite song would have to be Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Because it doesn't hear much at his concert at the end.
Favorite movie?
White Chicks. Titanic.
Favorite food?
Grapes. Chicken.
Favorite TV show?
Friends. Simpsons.
Favorite type of car?
Mini.
I like the Beetle one, the one that's in that movie, Herbie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like... hurry up, John.
I don't know.
I like just those big vans you can fit loads of people in, not those little sports car. Like, look at me, I got a Lamborghini or Ferrari. I like this nice big car you can fit all your friends in.
Favorite item of clothing?
A jacket, because you can always wear it multiple times and no one goes, "Are you wearing the same thing today?" It's like everyone only has one cool jacket.
Skinny jeans, because they all look the same and no one ever knows if you're wearing the same pair the second day.
A Converse, because you can bring them around the place and they're really, really small.
All of what you are wearing at the moment, let me add.
Yes.
Early mornings or late nights?
Early mornings, because you wake up and it's exhilarating feeling to be so awake.
No, but sometimes late nights, because half the world's asleep and you got to stay awake for them to kind of say, "Oh, look, it's Jedward." Because during the day,
Australia, they're all different time zones. Arizona, they're all different time zones.
Apart from Jedward, favorite pop stars?
Who do you like, Edder?
Nathan Carter, Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, love those guys. Philomena, wow. The belly top she wears on stage.
Stop right now. Favorite place in Ireland?
Favorite place in Ireland would have to be Ocean FM.
Free Galls, pretty cool, and so is Dublin. Oh, and don't forget about Sligo.
Favorite place abroad?
My favorite place abroad would have to be New York, because it's really just so, like, you imagine, you think you're in France, or you think you're in
the Iron Islands.
Nice.
I want to go there someday.
RTE, John Edward are pulling up on their car.
I like the ice caps. I want to go there sometime and see all the Eskimos.
Me and John were thinking of like filming a music video in like the polar, just like Antarctica or somewhere freezing cold and get all those epic wide shots in the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's calling me.
Someone's calling.
Who's
calling
you?
It's Mama Jedward.
Answer it.
Hey, Mammy, I'm doing a radio interview right now. Bye.
Oh, she wants to say hey. She wants to say hey.
Oh, this is Mom. Hello, Mom.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well.
Really looking forward to going down and doing an interview with you. You've been very, very supportive of them and they really appreciate it.
Well, no problem at all.
Bye, Mama Jayward. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Live call on the air. And the biggest celebrity you've ever met? Most famous.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, cool.
The Beatles.
Robert Plant.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. Talk about, we met like two of the coolest people in the world. Like, they're really cool.
I think by meeting them all, they've all kind of like given us like their energy, their creative energy to write songs.
They've given us their seal of approval that Jedward is a total rockable.
Fantastic. And favorite radio presenter?
Shane Smith.
Love us. John and Edward, best of luck with the single, the video, and with all the rest of
it's
you.
It's exciting, Shane, okay? We're going to keep making music, keep putting new music out there for fans, music videos, everything, and thanks for having us.
No bother. Thanks for coming in, guys.